Christmas time comes but once a year, and I'm happy, the kids are happy too. It'll take the next 6 months to pay the bill. Every time I think about it, it gives me chills. But I don't care, Christmas comes but once a year. I'm getting ready to have myself a ball, going dancing and partying at every call. Gonna finger pop till New Year's Day, and I don't care what I have to pay. Let the good time go, Christmas comes but once a year.
It's Christmas time here at the steam-powered studio in the mountains. Welcome back to Words and Music. We've been gone a little while, and I hope you haven't sat around waiting for us. But we're here, and we're going to do a little bit of Christmas music. Not like stuff you've heard before, though. Maybe a little. It's just enough to get us through the end of the year. 2006 is going to be a lot better, I think, for everybody. So while we go through Christmas looking ahead, let's look back to 1961 and Bing Crosby from his Merry Christmas album. Re-recording of something that was actually done back, I believe, in 1953 by Arthur Godfrey. Called Melai Kalikimaka. Take it away there, Bing.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Pelikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Pelikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
You talk about Santa Claus. You want to know what it's all about? Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now, while I was with him, I named a few. I love to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid Spring Valley, where the crab tree grows. Old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. He saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, see some of the old cornfield. You hollered Johnny Walker to bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to the Canadian Club and getting me a chaser. Come back and kill the old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkin family. That was a disgrace to the old teacher with the red bird. He'd tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of what to stop was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and emptied in the Green River when a rum got after him. Chasing down 76 up 51 through Champagne Velvet. Made him catch up a slow gin, lose 20 grand. Now he's out in old California port. Mr. R.W. Harper and old log cabin, sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I was loaded on this good Gordon gin.
Santa's drunk again. That's Clyde Lasley and the Cadillac Baby Specials. And before that, Bing Crosby and Melekalikimaka. I forgot to say we started off with Amos Milburn and Charles Brown back in 1961. Christmas comes but once a year. Now, interesting thing about that record was that by this time, Amos Milburn had had a lot of health problems, and he could no longer play the left hand of the piano. So who you're hearing on the left hand down the bass is Charles Brown, who also recorded this. But Amos is doing the vocal and playing all that right hand. Neat record, I tell you that. Cadillac Baby Specials, the Clyde Lasley record we just heard. Cadillac Baby ran a store and a record business on the south side of Chicago in the 1950s and early 1960s. And his record label was called B&Baby Records, and among the people that showed up on that label before you heard them anywhere else were Homesick James and some people like that. And all the way also Detroit Junior, who we'll hear from in a little bit. This is Words and Music for December 25, 2005. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy first day of Hanukkah, or first night of Hanukkah. We're in the middle of the college bowl season. That's my personal obsession. I watch them all. And I'm currently on the road. I'm speaking to you live from the fabulous Comfort Inn in Batavia, New York. And just goes to show in the modern world, you don't have to have a studio. You can just cart around with you in a backpack. So that's what we're doing. Late at night here on the portable version of the steam-powered studio in the mountains. And while we're on that, let's go back a little ways. And now that I mentioned Detroit Junior, I guess I'll have to pull that out in a little bit. But first, let's have some Hank Ballard. We'll go in full bore, full tempo. Here's Hank Ballard with Midnight.
I'm going to bed feeling gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, 'cause you've always been a rotten little brat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna bite your ear. They're gonna chew your welcome mat, swallow your kitty cat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna eat your begonias, 'cause Santa hasn't fed them in a month. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, 'cause he's sick of shoveling snow and reindeer poo. Elves are coming and they're gonna steal your turkey, wreck your TV, burn down your Christmas tree. Elves are coming and they're gonna trash your home, 'cause they ain't got nothing else to do.
Santa's loaded with attitude. He's loud and drunk and smelly and rude. His workshop's been closed by an auditor, and Mrs. Claus ran off with her chiropractor.
Oh, Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, 'cause he's had a really crappy year.
Famous last words. Ow, my bum hurts. Those are the Aragon Worms from... they're Canadian, eh? Santa's gonna kick your ass. Before that, we heard a 1960 record by Detroit Junior, Christmas Day. And before that, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with Santa's Coming to Town. let's play something else.
A jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh man, it's a lot of fun in an open sleigh.
There was nothing shaking, not even lard. Livestock and strung on a rusty nail, some grain set out in an old milk pail. Calves were snoozing in their little straw beds while visions of salt licks danced in their heads.
Santa cow!
They love those salt licks. They sure do. Mom and I in our clean dairy stations were settling in for some good hibernation. Went out in the pasture, I heard something brewing and jumped out of the hay to see what was doing. What do you think I saw out there but a big black Angus and her team of steers?
Seneca.
Keep it down out there. Trying to hibernate. She was larger than a 65 Lincoln, and I had to wonder what kind of milk I was drinking. They landed on the roof of my personal stable, busted the weather vane, and knocked out the cable. When I saw steers dropping out of the sky, I said, holy cow, mama, these cattle can fly.
Seneca.
Somebody put something in my milk. Knew right away it was Santa Cow when I heard her driving that Christmas plow with a mean mule kicking in every gear, big horn ornaments and automatic steers. I heard her hollering in the dark to her steers, hey, where'd you learn how to park? Jersey?
Mr. Cow.
That's me.
That's Santa Cow.
Ho, ho, ho.
She crashed right in through the old barn door with a bag of goodies from the convenience store. Said, hey, this'll give those calves some kicks. Got a great big stack of fresh salt licks. And I knew she'd been to the right kind of dairy when she pulled out a bucket of Tom and Jerry. Mix that in.
I'm Santa Cow.
Wouldn't be Christmas without it. Just like that, old Santa Cow split, jumped on her plow, and that was about it. But she couldn't have gotten more than a mile and a half when she turned around and gave me that big belly laugh. She said, tell a herd back in Cattle Town, best be good or they'll hear from me, Santa Cow.
Ooh, Santa Cow.
She knows who the good milkers are.
Santa Cow.
Best make your quotas.
Ooh, Santa Cow.
Stay out of the alfalfa, you heifer.
Santa Cow.
Stop trampling that electric fence.
Santa Cow. Oh, 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 oh. On Beulah, on Jezebel, on your little summer heifer. Come on, girls, let's get to that party. I'm Santa Cow. Santa Cow. Thank you.
Paul Desmond with the Dave Brubeck Group back around 1962 or 3, I think. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Before that, we heard Santa Cow. And starting off, a hip Lionel Hampton record from the 1950s, Swingle Jingle. And I suppose I've ruined your holiday enough, so I think it's time for me to go to sleep and listen for reindeer on the roof of the Comfort Inn here at the portable steam-powered studio in the mountains, currently on location in Batavia, New York. Here's Kenny DeVerne with probably the best Jingle Bell recording of all time. Keep the music going, huh? You have a good holiday, and we'll see you again. Have a good night.